suggestion from Robin Island Museum and our staff. I'd like to welcome all of you to this portfolio committee meeting. Do we have any apologies? Any other questions? None. There was a bit of a confusion about what time we start. I think some members may have received a 10 o'clock notice and others received got the 9 o'clock notice. And I must apologize to especially the representatives of the Robben Island Museum because they were here. So I hope you'll accept our sincere apology. We have two briefings today, the one from the South African Heritage Resource Agency and Robben Island. So we'll start with the report of the Robben Island Museum. I don't know if the people from SARA, or are you from SARA? But we will nonetheless start with Robben Island because they were going to be the first area, and then we will interact with SARA. Is the Robben Island ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we'll then hand over to you to take us through your report.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to members of the Portfolio Committee. I would like to start by conveying...
Do we have copies of your presentation?
Yes.
I think that will help. You know, there's this standing rule. When we start our meeting, we actually introduce our... maybe we should do that.
Okay.
I will start on my left hand side. My name is Peter Manoleka, I'm a member of the committee.
My name is Rosanna, I'm the secretary of the committee.
Annalie Lopez, DA, member of the portfolio committee.
I'm the Linda Pane, member of this committee, deployed by UDM.
From Robben Island Museum.
I'm Renata, I'm from Robben Island Museum.
Sholi Kangara, Robben Island Museum.
I'm Swan Lefandana, from SARA.
I'm Musete Kumaro from SARA.
Marco Sazan Mbulana from SARA, Chairperson of the Audit Committee.
Hi, I'm Grace, I'm from the PMG.
Good morning, it's Tabitha Bauer, the Assistant to the Secretary.
It will be helpful as well for the Robben Island delegation as you wait before you just to tell us what your positions are. What positions you have.
I'm the CEO, the new CEO, I think, let me make sure.
I'm the interim CFO of Robben Island Museum.
I'm the senior manager of marketing at Robben Island.
You are not that. You are the new CEO.
Yes, I'm not that.
I'm
the
new CEO.
Yeah, you may start.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. What I was about to say was to convey apologies from our Chairperson of Council, Sandy Modise. She had planned to join us for this presentation, but unfortunately something came up last night which made it difficult for her to fly down to Cape Town. So she has asked me to convey her apologies. Having said that, I am a new CEO of the new CEO of Robben Island Museum. There might be some technical things that or some of the details that I will not be able to talk about. That's why I brought my team here to assist me. I will just go through the presentation which members of the committee has copies of, and hopefully after that we will have a vibrant discussion as far as some of the issues which might or will come up during our presentation. As part of the presentation, we will be addressing issues with regards to the diversity and scope of Robben Island Museum, some developments still present, challenges, and achievements. We will also be talking about the annual report for 2009-2010.
Maybe before you, I'm sorry to do this. We have until 12:45 for both presentations.
Yeah.
So I think it would be helpful if we agree as to how long your presentation will be, and that includes whatever additional matters that your colleagues would like to raise. And we will also agree on how much time we will need for the interaction with your presentation from our side. So that we don't, you know, at the tail end or just after 12, then call Sarah to take care of the presentation, so it will be a bit unfair. So if you could tell us how long it will take.
Thank you, Chairperson. My presentation will be very short, so it shouldn't be more than 30 minutes, and then it will be up to the members of the committee.
So 30 minutes for the three of you?
Yeah. So actually everything is in the presentation.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they want to do any addition.
Maybe to elaborate on that, but actually I'm anticipating that we won't take more than 30 minutes.
So, we will then give it an hour, so 30 minutes an hour.
As far as the diversity and scope of the island, I've given it in terms of the kinds of houses or buildings like the school, the village shop, and all the other sites like the Murray Harbour, the and five different prisons that are on the island, the national environment, and also the mainland components, that is the Maiwe Archive, the Embass, and the Nelson Mandela Gateway. These are some of the visuals showing you the island, the lighthouse, which was built during the 1860s, the maximum security prison, which was built during the 1960s, and it hosted both common law and political prisoners. This is the landing strip for helicopters on the island. I think the visual is doesn't do justice to actually how it looks. The historic embarkation point, that's on the Nelson Mandela Gateway, on the waterfront. That's the Nelson Mandela Gateway again. That's the Robben Island Museum, Maiwe Archives at the University of the Western Cape. And some developments still present, because the reason we are doing that is just to give members of the committee a bit of background, because some of them might not have been part of any previous presentations that were done by Robben Island Museum. So this is a history that just captures the history of the PBM from 1996 when cabinet took that resolution, and from the 1st of January 1997 became a museum, and the new council was appointed, and in 1999 Robben Island was inscribed as a World Heritage Site. So it's not just a museum but also a World Heritage Site. And as part of that, the museum had to develop an integrated conservation management plan which talks to the World Heritage status. Yes, yeah, so this is just some of the detail about what happened from 2004 with the World Heritage Committee and the submission of the ICMP in 2007. And these are some of the quotations of how members of the World Heritage Committee actually exercise with regards to the conservation management plan of Robben Island Museum and World Heritage Site. Yes, a bit of history about the administration of the island. The first CEO, Professor Odendal, and followed by Mr. Langer. And as members of the committee might be aware, there was a bit of a turbulence from 2008 with senior management, or the entire leadership of the organization dismissed. And in 2008, an interim CEO was appointed, and he was there until May 2009, followed by an interim CEO, Professor Bredegam, who was there until March this year. And there were legal issues with regards to the COO and the CMA process, which actually took a long time to resolve. But I'm pleased to report that we now have a new council, which started in March this year. And the new council, as part of its action plan, has delivered by appointing a CEO, and that's the person who is talking to you. And in terms of the legislative framework, I've just listed the kinds of pieces of legislation which actually govern our operation. I think their impact differs from one piece of legislation to another. And our mandate with regards to the natural environment, the visitors, and the facilities, and the ferry operation, as we are all aware, for people to move from the mainland to the island, they have to use ferries. And the issues of financial sustainability and commercialization and unfunded mandates, and of course the implementation of the conservation management plan, which I spoke about earlier. As far as the ferry operations are concerned, the challenges have to do with the no-boat days. I think there's the days when it's in inclement weather, and one can't actually ferry tourists from the mainland to the island. And yesterday was one of those days when it would not have been safe or proper for us to even make an attempt to send people to the island, given the fact that the wind was high rate. So, and sometimes we do have mechanical breakdowns, and that leads to negative publicity. All ferries being used as backup contingency in the event of maybe they are breakdown. But I'm also pleased to report that Council has initiated an investigation into some of the challenges that we have been experiencing in the past few years with regards to our ferries. And at this stage, some of the investigation is sensitive, but I'm pleased to say that there has been progress as far as that is concerned. So as far as our achievements, I've already highlighted earlier the appointment of the new council and the CEO that has been achieved. The natural environment problems like rabbits, the deer, the feral cats, all those have been brought under control. And so we are busy with the major restoration and upgrade of facilities, and some exhibitions which were successful that have taken place. And area we have had events and conferences, and there's a number of approximately 10,000 people comprising school and educators, schools and educators. Those are just some of the activities that have taken place, and 300,000 people having visited the island. Visitors adequately throughout the World Cup and all the celebrations that we have participated in. So, as far as the council is concerned, I don't think there's much to emphasize more than what I've already said. That committees were appointed to ensure that I think every operation of the Robben Island has a member of council involved by way of committees, not to actually micromanage, but to assist as members of the committee to guide the island or provide strategic oversight, because that was a time when there was no leadership at executive level. So, those are some of the subcommittees: finance, governance, estate and tourism, education, training and media, marketing, fundraising and heritage, and regularly, and just to make sure that everything is under control. The annual reports of 2009-2010, although it was a qualified report, we are just noting that it's an improvement compared to the previous years, and we are moving towards making sure that we actually get a clean audit report for this financial year when we report next year. And the standard of compliance is improving. We just said we used to have we had 6 qualifications, and at some point we even had a disclaimer, but things are improving. And actually, for the 2009-2010 annual report, there were things that were reported, and even it got to the media with regards to files that were said maybe to or it was said that we could not account for, but later there was a clarification with regards to that issue. So, these are some of the matters that were raised in the annual report, and that now that I am here as the new CEO, we'll make sure that all those things where the regular expenditure, those things are eradicated. In this table, I'm just showing from 2006 to 2009, qualified opinions and why we have those qualifications, and also the level of improvement with regards to that. So currently, I'm reviewing the strategic plans, and next week I will be meeting with the management team to go through the strategic planning process, just to make sure that we prepare Robben Island Museum properly for the next 3 to 5 years. And we are in the process of appointing a permanent CFO and other senior management positions, especially the position of supply chain management, because that's an area of operation that is very critical. And we are also reviewing the organizational structure and the vacancies that are available at the Robben Island Museum. Thank you very much, Chairperson and members of the committee. I hope I did in less than 30 minutes.
Very well. Is there any additions from your colleagues? I'll just give the opportunity to members. Maybe before you start, there are people who just joined us, and I need to ask them to introduce themselves.
My name is Soma Dodafikeni, the recently elected chairperson of SARA.
My name is Hilda Mswell, I'm the member of this committee. I'm from KZN.
I want to make
take those issues seriously, and I will make sure that they are addressed one by one. So as far as the forensic report and my awareness of it, and whether it will be part of our discussion, all the corporate governance, whether it's things like fraud prevention plan, risk management policy, or the risk framework, that should be the basis for any organization, especially cultural institutions. So, and actually at the moment, council has already worked on some of these things. So I'm not reporting that maybe one will be starting from scratch. I must actually acknowledge or make members of the committee aware that council has already started working on this. It's just that maybe most of their work falls outside of the financial year in which the annual report came out. So, but a lot of things, a lot of progress has been made since this annual report was issued in 2009-2010. And I'm hoping that for 2011, some of these matters that are really hindering our progress will be eliminated. So I think as far as the fraud prevention plan, as I said, those are standard things that we will finalize with council. And the risk framework is a standard thing. There we've got actually an internal audit function, which is done by PricewaterhouseCoopers. So Ernst & Young, and they will be assisting us in combining all of this and finalizing and actually eliminating the number of issues that were raised in the annual report. As far as the irregular expenditure is concerned, as I said, I think most of it happened before my time, and I won't even be able to say what was an official meeting and an unofficial meeting because I was not there. So it's going to be a bit difficult for me to say this was irregular, this was not irregular. Maybe if Ronald could assist me as far as the concerned. Of consultants that was also came up from the members of this committee, and I think as members might be aware that we've gone through a process where there was no proper leadership, there was no executive leadership, so most of the functions had to be outsourced and to be done by consultants. But now that we are stabilizing, and just to report to members of the committee that last week Saturday we had interviews for the position of Chief Financial Officer, and very soon we will be appointing other strategic positions. So hopefully the time, maybe by the end of this financial year, which is our target, we should have made sure that there is people occupying senior positions so that we actually minimize or completely sort of eliminate the need to use consultants. But of course there are other areas where you might need certain expertise. For example, there was a question around the ferry operations and the investigation. We got an expert who is actually has done the preliminary investigation for us and handed it to the organized crime unit, who are actually, because there is a suspicion that there is some criminal elements that actually got into the whole sort of ferry operations business, not only at Robben Island, but also the whole waterfront area. So it's a matter that the organized crime unit is looking into. So it's not just something that maybe done internally with us, but we have also asked the organized crime unit to actually assist us to make sure that if there is any criminal activity that's taking place, the law must take its course. As far as the unfair labor practice is concerned, my colleague has just spoken about the issue of unfair labor, and which I think had to do with the way in which the contract of the interim CEO at the time was terminated because of maybe poor working relationship, or the situation became unbearable between the interim CEO and the council at the time. So I think that was the reason why it was deemed unfair, because even if the person wanted to continue working, but the conditions were difficult or impossible for him to be able to so that I've spoken about the issue of the consultant, because at the moment even the finance function, Ronelle comes from a private company, and she came here as CFO to assist us, and there's a scope of work that she has to do, and it ends at the end of January. That's the end of the contract, so everything is within the scope that is defined for all the jobs. And actually, when council took over in March, they made sure that they go back to all the contracts that have been signed, just to make sure that everything is in order. So council is not just sitting there, actually reviewing everything that needs to be reviewed. The employment equity, I'll ask my colleague Sean just to help me in terms of how many people with disability are employed on the island.
I think that whatever is reflected in this current report would be the latest reflection, because there hasn't been employment of new people since the end of this particular financial year. So in terms of those HR figures, that's what basically is reflective of the current situation.
You were late, and you actually closed on the question. No. I think you raised it. We still have time with Robin Island.
Chairperson, firstly, let me apologize for coming back.
We got your apology.
I was busy with the intellectual property rights that's in South Africa, and it affects this portfolio as well. Chairperson, if it is been right or answered, let's just say that, and you don't have to answer it. I'll get it from my colleague to answer. Looking at your annual financial statement, one of my concerns was actually on your revenue continued on your revenue, I'm talking about your 2009 to 2010 statements, the actual increase to about 50% or 55%, and I think my two concerns there would be the coordination fee, which probably speaks to maybe consultants, I'm not sure, and your conference room fees, which I just needed to understand. Has your department got any of those facilities? And you know why the big jump as it is there? That was one of my biggest concerns. And obviously your on your note 8, your deferred revenues. These are your revenues that obviously speaks to programs or action plans that you did not complete the previous year, and that was actually rolled over to the following year, and speaks to I needed to understand, was that due to capacity problems inside your own organization concerning capacity, or was it factors outside your that you couldn't control? Let me say it. I just wanted to understand why they rolled over, and I won't prolong the situation, because I'll come back on the second round on other issues, but thank you for allowing me
to. We are done with the second round.
But I mean on the other reports. I'll come on other reports, but thank you.
Oh, okay, the other report. Okay. Which one is it? The COO.
Yes, the matter of the COO was handled by the Department of Arts and Culture in terms of the CCMA case, and I'm meant to believe, I think it's been finalized in terms of there was a settlement between the COO, Robben Island, and the department. So the matter has been settled.
Is the COO also working at all?
No, that's why I'm saying there was a settlement, which means there was a termination of the relationship.
Maybe to the first question regarding the revenue,
got a UNESCO visit in January, February next year. So a lot of that money will be spent now during the next 2-3 months.
Pardon me. You're referring to the instability part of the situation. Do we refer the instability to management, to the resolvement of the CEO that used to be there? I need to have the clarity on what is instability. It's too vague. I just need to understand that a little bit better. Thank you.
There was no permanent CEO for a very long period of time. The senior managers in the various departments were all acting senior managers because there was a moratorium on all the new appointments. So basically, it was a lack of leadership that anybody could really take control of these projects.
Andivanga kakuhle ukuba ndiphendulekile kumcimbi wophando. I asked about the investigation part, which, and I hope you have actually captured that. And if you may allow me to just throw the last point on achievement. The number of successful exhibitions, e.g. Truth and Lies, would you highlight to us, giving us the story, highlight to us what are those truths and lies?
The exhibition of Truth and Lies was highlighting the work that was done by the Truth and Reconciliation Committee, particularly the work that was done under the leadership of Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And it was quite a popular exhibition at the time.
About the lies that were told at this year.
My question on the council's investigation, who's going to conduct the investigation?
Oh, yeah, who's going
to
conduct the investigation?
I think I did touch on the fact that the investigation is, we had a consultant who came and presented to council areas where when it comes to ferry operations, the weaknesses and things that needs to be attended to. And then as part of that, council said he will be working with the organized crime, the organized crime unit will be working on that as well. And the consultant, the guy who's doing it, although he's still there, is there until the end of January. So just make sure that he assists the organized crime unit, the commercial section of that unit, to pursue the investigation.
Through you, Chair. Perhaps just to assist in terms of the issues that your questions touched on, the current consultants are looking into the ferry operations issues, not on the financial side, because you also raised the issue of financial feasibility. So that is not what currently is covered in the scope of the current investigation.
Okay, I think we are done, then. Let me also, from the chair here, congratulate you, Mr. Mkhize, on your appointment. And Robben Island is not just any other museum. It holds a very, very important part of the history of our country. In some way, it doesn't also just belong to us. It belongs to the world. And we can't, as South Africans, allow a situation where Robben Island is removed from the list of World Heritage Sites. And I hope that, during your term at Robben Island, you will try to change the situation, because we've been year in and year out, facing challenges in Robben Island. and we really must turn the situation around. This committee will give you all the support as long as you move in the right direction. We will give you the necessary support because we really want to Robben Island being a museum that we can all be proud of. There are people who, although they have very hard times on that island, who really feel so close to Robben Island. It's so much a part of their life. And one can only think of Tatu Mandela and all those other veterans who were on that island. And we will be failing them if we fail on that island. So I hope, you know, you will go through all the documents, look at what the problems were, and let's together try to fix the future. I said we will have to have a follow-up meeting with yourself. Can you tell us more or less when you will have concluded this review of the strategy? So we will work on it from our side as well. I think that is it then on the other hand. Is there anything members that we have in touch on that you think is critical? We will then wait for 5 minutes for Sarah to prepare their entry. So if Robben Island wants to sit through this presentation, you are most welcome, but you are also welcome if you would want to leave. We will then wait for 5 minutes.